This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Bruchim Abayim. Parshas Kisavai. The Parsha, the Toichacha. Actually, there are four Parshas that really speak about various klalos and tragedy that could occur to Klal Yisrael. We have Parshas Bechukosai, Parshas Kisavai, Nitzavim, and Hazinu also. We have four Parshas. The Medrash comments on this parsha, on the words V'hayam Loisishma, says the Medrash, Hadahu Dechsev, this is what the Pasuk means in Tehillim, Rabois, Rois, Tzadik, many evils can befall the Tzadik, Umikulan Yatzilenu Hashem, and God could save us from all of them. You hear? Rabois, Rois, Tzadik, many evils can befall the Tzadik, Umikulan Yatzilenu Hashem. What is the Medrash trying to tell us? Obviously, we know there are many klalos in this week's parsha. The Rabbis Rois, right? And we know, Mikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. What's the Medrash trying to teach us? We know there are many possible tragedies, and we know God could save us from them. Well, what's the oimek of the Kavana of the Medrash? Okay. If I were to ask you, how many klalos are there in Parshas Kisavai? How many curses
tzach,
are
there?
Tzach. Tzadikhas. 98 klalos, right? That's our Masorah. Pasuk says, Gam kol choli v'chol maka asher loy kosov v'sefer atayra hazois yalim Hashem alecha, God will place upon you ad he shamdach, until he destroys you. Says the Baal HaTurim, kol choli, right? The words kol choli, kol is chaf and lamed, 20, 30, 50. Choli is 8, 30, 10, right? 48 and 50. Oyle tzadik ches, keneged tzadik ches klolos. The words kol choli are the mnemonic. They help you remember how many klolos are there in Parshas Kisavai? 98. By the way, anybody know how many klolos there are in Bechukaisai? 49. Okay, so this week you get a double dose. Bechukaisai it's 49, Kisavai they're 98. Says the Ramban, when did these klolos take place? The Ramban writes on Pasuk Mem Tes, in the middle of the Teichacha, look at number 4. The Pasuk says, Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Meirachai, God will carry, will raise upon you a nation from far away. What's that talking about? Says Ramban, who is this talking about? The Romans. Ki bo as basyanos v'titos b'nai, Vespasian will come, Titus his son will come, Imchayo gado miramiyam be'eretz, they will come with a great army from Rome. Okay, so the Ramban is saying that the Teichacha, the predictions of the Teichacha will take place in the times of Chorban Bayis Sheni. V'lachdu kalare Yehuda habitzurais. They will capture all the fortified cities of Yehuda. V'heitza lohem oid. They will torment them. Kasha yedua b'svarim, like the Svarim tell us. Shelachdu gam chomes Yushalayim. They capture the walls. V'lein nisharak beis hamikdash v'chomes ha'azara. All they left was the beis hamikdash itself at first and the walls of the Azara. And the Jews had no food, as the Torah goes on to say, we're going to have to consume the flesh of our own children. Right? The Psukim go on to say, V'yachlu b'sar b'necha. When did that happen? Look in the Gemara in Gittin. It happened in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. V'yachlim b'sar b'sar b'neim of Naisam. V'chashar nilkada gam hi. When Yushalayim itself, when the Beis HaMikdash itself was captured, Adi oz neskayim v'nisachtem el adama. Then the Pasuk V'nisachta me'al adama was fulfilled. Then what did the Romans do? They went back to Rome, as predicted in Parshas Kisavai. V'az shavu haramiyam la'artzam. The Romans returned back to their land. U'v'yadam galus Yushalayim. And they had in their possession all the exiles of whoever, all the people they took out of Jerusalem. Okay. Then look in the next. And then we were scattered to all the lands. What? Kalem also, right? We had in Hyrius, right? We mentioned that. And then the Ramban says, Meneskayim, Vehefitzcha Hashem b'chol amim, God, the Pasuk Samach Dalet. From there, we got scattered to all the various lands, right? We mentioned that already in the times of destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, Jews were scattered all over Europe. But certainly in time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Romans took us, scattered us everywhere. That's Pasuk Samach Dalet. Vehefitzcha Hashem b'chol ha'amim. Ramban continues. Ba'aksuvim habam achar kein, the psukim after Pasuk Samach Dalet, Ein Sham Begalus, that talks about the various punishments that the Goyim inflicted upon us in the exiled. Look in Pasuk Samach Vav, V'hayu chayecha tulam l'chami neged, mibnei pachdusena. Okay, so according to Ramban, when do the punishments of the Teichacha take place? Chorbin, Bayis, Sheni. Says the Chida, now it fits in very well. Because the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed because of what? Sinas.
Chinam.
Chinam. And Chinam is Begematria 98. So therefore, to punish for Sinas Chinam 98, we have the 98 Klalois of the Teichacha. That's what the Chida writes in the Midbar Kedemos, look at number 5. Ulefi Divrei. What does that stand for? Hazoyar Chadosh. According to the words of the Zohar, but we just saw the same thing in the Ramban. The Teichacha is Savay Neskaimu Bayesheni. That the punishments of Parashat Kisavah took place in the second Beis HaMikdash. Nicha makes a lot of sense. The Bayesheni Nechrav Mishum Sinaschina. Kamashom Rechazal. The Teichacha is Kisavay Heim Tzadik Ches Gematria Chinam. Okay? So the 98 Klolos of the Teichacha are not just, you know, some random number. Hashem didn't, you know, put all the balls in, you know, the big globe, right? And, you know, turn it around and pick out, oh, 98, I like the number 98. No, it was Bekavana. 98 Keneged Sinas Chinam. Says the Chida, now we understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, very interesting Pasuk. It says, Chinam Nimkartem, V'loi Bekesef Nigalu. You hear? Chinam Nimkartem, we were sold. Chinam, but we will not be redeemed with money. That's what the Pasuk says. We were sold for free, but we won't be redeemed with money. Says the Chida, means like this. Why were we sold? Why were we punished in times of the second Beis HaMikdash? Chinam! Sinas Chinam! So how are we going to get out of the Golas? We would think, okay, we'll do a lot of mitzvahs. No. V'loy b'kesef nigalu. We're not going to be redeemed by doing a lot of mitzvahs. We could do mitzvahs from today till tomorrow, forever. I'd be asked, I'll say, Mashiach ain't going to come. Because since we went into Golos, Chinam, Sinas Chinam, the only way to get out is Avas Yisrael. Okay, that's step one. Okay?
Avas
Chinam.
Avas Chinam.
Okay, so that's step one. Step one is the 98 Klolos of the Teichacha correspond to Sinas Chinam.
Why Kesef refer to Mitzvah?
Kesef? Because it says, Oyev Kesef, Lo Yizba Kesef. The matter says, Oyev Mitzvahs. Kesef sometimes refers to mitzvahs. Okay.
What,
another item.
The clause in Chukaisai, what?
The Chukaisai could be bias reshine.
Well, I say, well, what I'm saying, but what...
What's the significance of that?
Yeah, what's
I'm not prepared to tell you that. I don't know. I'm here for Kisavai.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah? That's beyond my pay scale. Parshas Kisavai. Okay. 98. So far, who says the number 98? The Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim, right? The Baal HaTurim says, Sam. Rashi himself makes reference to the number 98. Where does Rashi make reference to 98? Rashi is in Parshas Pinchas. We know over the Yontif of Sukkot, every day you bring how many kvasim? 14 a day, right? 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14. What's 7 times 14? 98. Says Rashi. For the kvasim, who are the kvasim? We know how many parim do we bring? 70 parim. You bring 13, 12, 11, 10, yes. Keneged, the umay sa'olam, they're paiches v'haylam. Right? That Beis Shammai says on Chanukah, you go down, 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 keneged the pari achag, they're paiches v'haylam. Says Rashi, for the kvasim, keneged Yisrael, the kvasim correspond to Klai. So, shenikru sepezura, v'heim kavuim, they're set. 14 a day, 14 a day. Uminyanam, tishim, ushmoina. 98. What's 98? Says Rashi. The 98 kvasim that we bring on Sukkis, lechalois mehem tishim ushmoina klalois of the Mishnah Torah, they come to ward off, to destroy the 98 curses of Parshas Kisavai. It's very interesting. So not only is it keneged sinas chinam, the 98 kvasim that are brought on Sukkis protect us from the 98 curses of this week's Parsha. What does one thing got to do with the other? What in the world do the 98, right, sheep that go, bah, what do they have to do with the curses of the Teichacha? You know, it's very nice. You take a sheep, you bring it to me, you slaughter it. What does one thing got to do with the other? You shech 98 sheep, so it protects you from the 98 klolos of the Teichacha. So I'll tell you one of my all-time favorite vertlach from the Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shavar. He says like this. What's the reason why the klolos of the Teichacha come? What does it say in this week's Parsha? It's a failure to act b'simcha. What's the mitzvah of Sukkos? V'samachta b'chagecha. So the 98 kvasim that are brought on the Yom Tov of Simcha ward off the 98 kvasim of Teichacha, because by serving Hashem b'simcha on Sukkos, that protects you from the Teichacha, tachas asher lo evadata, Hashem lekecha b'simcha.
So we should have had Sukkos earlier.
What?
Because Sukkos comes after Kisava.
It's, you know, early. It's very early. It's very...
the next year.
It's very early. Protects you, yeah. So the right we have in Kisavai, Tachas Ashalayavarita, Sashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav, says the Avnei Nezer. It's quoted by the Shem Yishmuel. We'll take a look at number 8. B'Shem Yishmuel, Rav HaKosh Misachachav, maybe B'Shem Ava, Rav HaKosh Bal Avnei Nezer, De B'Klalois Nemar, Tachas Asher Loyavarita, Sashem Lekecha B'Simcha. V'Mkein move on. Now we understand. Shal Havoida, Shal HaKravas HaKarbanis B'Sukkos. The Avoida of bringing the Karbanis on Sukkos, she was man Simcha Seinu. And that's why the 98 kvasim on Sukkos protect from the 98 klalos al teichacha. Okay, Rabbi, so we're just getting started over here. Just getting started.
Okay. Warming up.
Says the Chiddush Harim, right? Chasen and Kala. You have Sheva Brachas, right? Sheva Brachas. But you're allowed to make two a day. What?
Yeah, he made a chasen also. So he needs.
Who made a chasen also? Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Yeah. So I don't know if you want to hear, you can make two of that, right? We'll count this. Yeah. So you,
yeah, that's right.
Perfect. Yeah, right? You have Sheva Brachas. You can make in the evening, you can make in the morning. 14 a day times 7. How many Sheva Brachas? 2, right? 14 brachas a day. 14 brachas a day, yeah? Times 7, 98. Says the Chiddush HaRim, the Sheva brachas protect us from the 98 klalos of Parshas Kisavai. What does one thing got to do with the other? Very simple, we just said. Why are we punished with the klalos of the Teichacha? Tachas HaSholayvat HaShem Lekecha, the Simcha. So Simcha, Schasen Mekala, Simcha Shel Mitzvah, right? That protects us from the 98 klalos. Yeah.
Why
no extra charge. What?
Why does nobody know about 2 sets of Sheva Brachas?
Why? They're working on the 49 of B'chul Kaisai first. No, I don't know.
Matter of economics.
Yeah.
If the outcome is so beneficial, why not do it?
Maybe you could say like this. You have 7 for the Chasan, but the 7 for the Chasan also work for the Kala. You know, so that's also 14. Okay.
No, 7.
Okay, that's...
5 is 7.
Look at number... B'chukaisai? Again, B'chukaisai. I'm here for Kisavai.
Why do we focus on protection from... Is only because there were 98 as opposed to 49?
Well, maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see. Okay, just a couple more of these are Muslim, and then we're going to get into it. Okay? The Chida writes... The Chida writes... Like this. Chida writes in the Nachal Kidumim, Kol Choyli, the Baal Turim told us, Kol Choyli is 98. Gematria Tzadik Ches, Ki Tzadik Ches Kolos B'Tochecha. V'kulon Neskaimos B'Yisrael, Shenema, they were all fulfilled, right? We say in Nachamu, Ki Malatzva, right? Tzivaa, Malatzva. Its quota was filled. Tzivaa is 98. L'kach Hayu Makrivim, Kenegdim, Tzadik Ches Kvasim, B'Suk is a Hogan Alim. Fine. Says the Chida further. How many psukim are in Parshas Tzav?
96.
98. Even though it says at the end 96, it's really 97. And once 97, you could get to 98, right? Am I correct? No, really, they're 97. They're 97 in Tzav.
Why does it say Tzadik Vav at the end?
That's a... We could have a shir on that also. Look, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that if you look at the number of psukim that the Gemara says is the midway point in the Torah, it's off from our midway point. So our psukim are not precise with the... Okay. But in any event, yeah. So he said, Tzadik has psukim etzavis aroin, sheichapru aleim hakarbonos. Fine. The karbonos also protect us from the 98 klalos. And la'asid lavai, nagila. Venis mechavach, nagila is 98. Okay.
Also pashachas, no?
Pashachas? That protects you from 11 things, right? The Gemara in Bava Metzia says... Maybe. I don't know. Could be. One more thing that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid points out, we say in Shir HaShirim, Doidi Tzach, V'Adoim Tzach also, Hashem protects us from the 98 Kolos. Okay, now let's try to get involved in this a little bit. Rashi in Parshas Nitzavim tells us the following. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael. He says, Rabbi Yisai, Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. You're all standing, yeah? No kidding, we're all standing. I mean, if we would be in the ground, then you wouldn't be talking to us right now. What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. Says Rashi, it's number 12. Umedrash Agada. Lama nismacha parshas atem nitzavim leklalois. What's the hemshech advarim? Right, next week is parshas nitzavim. Right, atem nitzavim hayoim. What does the Zohar say? Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Right, like in Sefer Melachim. Whenever it says hayoim in Tanakh, hayoim, haras, hayoim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. So what's the connection between atem nitzavim hayoim and the klalois? Says Rashi, "Lefi sheshamu Yisrael mea klalois chaser shtayim." Klal Yisrael heard 100 klalois minus 2. Chutz mi memtes shebataras kaihanim. Aside from the 49 in bechukaisai, hayriku pneim. Their faces turned, you know,
green.
They became pale. Va'amru, they said, "Miyuchal lamoy be'elu." Who could possibly withstand this kind of type of punishment? So Moshe said, don't worry about it. You're still here, right? You've been through this before. You got over it. Hizchel Moshe lefaisa. Moshe began to console them. Atem nitzavim hayoim. With all the threats, you're still here. Harbe hechastem lemakoim. You got Hashem angry so many times. V'yasa eschem klia. God never destroyed you. V'hare atem kayomim lefanov. You are still existent. So as scary, as frightening as these clothes are, you're still around. Look carefully at the Lashon of Rashi. I have three questions for you. Number one, two questions. Why does Rashi say, Mea klalois chaser shtayim? You know, that's like talking like this. 100 minus 2. I understand, you know, arbaim chaser achas. You know, 40 minus 1. That itself, you know, that's a little bit of a stretch. But 100 minus 2? Just say it out, 98, right? Rashi and Parshas Pinchas did not have a problem saying the number 98. Rashi says the 98 kvasim that are brought on Sukkot are keneged, not the 100 minus 2 klalos, the 98 klalos. But here in this week's in Parshas Nitzavim, Rashi for some reason felt like we wouldn't know what the number 98 is. We're not educated enough to know to get 98. So therefore Rashi says, 100, you know how to get to 98? Get out, take the number 100 and take 2 away. What's Rashi talking about?
Maybe he thinks the caller should have been 100, but he was off for some reason not to have 100 and attributed to 98. Or maybe his implication is it should have been 100.
Maybe.
Something else about 100.
Maybe. And I have another question for you. Rashi's mashma. What? In Parshas Pinchas, he had no problem, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I have another question for you. If Rashi is so, right? If you want to say that for some reason Rashi didn't want to say the number, by the number 49, Rashi had no problem saying 49. Rashi didn't say when they heard the 100 minus 2 and the 50 minus 1. So regarding the klalos and parshas b'chukaisai, Rashi had no problem saying it straight out, 49. Right? And 49 we already know, you know, you could say chamishim chaser achas. No, Rashi says 49. I have another question for you. When Bnei Yisrael heard the 49 klalos and b'chukaisai, what was their reaction? No reaction. They weren't scared. They weren't scared. Oh, only when they heard the 100 minus 2 in Kisavai, then Hayriku Pneim, right? You don't have it at the end of Parshas B'chukaisai. Moshe says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kochem. Don't worry, you heard 49 klalos. Don't worry, you're still around. For some reason, when Klal Yisrael heard the 49 klalos in B'chukaisai, you know, they felt pretty confident. Shalom Aleich Nafshi. For some reason, when they got to the 100 minus 2, then Hayriku Pneim.
Why that? To protect them anymore. They knew that very shortly they were going to Eretz Israel. They knew Moshe wasn't going to take them out to Eretz Israel. And I think the Rebbe Midrash that says it, you know, that with the war, they didn't want the war to be extended because they wanted to
push
off Moshe's demise because Moshe was their protector. Now they start to worry because now they have 98 calls, they don't have Moshe around.
Okay, maybe I hear.
First one is after
Okay.
one was Klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu, one was Klapei Eretz Yisrael. This one is much more serious. The two Tochukot, the first one was sort of abrogated. Now they have to go through the Gush Sim.
These are all good thoughts. But we're going to... Yeah. Okay. Who asked these questions?
I'm going to ask another question. He just killed the good Muslims. They're saying, don't worry about it.
Okay, good question. Let's see what the Kli Yakar asks. Kli Yakar, he didn't want them to be demoralized, right? He just wanted to give them a little chizuk. Look at the Kli Yakar number 13. Kli Yakar asks these two questions. Va'oid kasha. Lama loy nivhalu min oysan memtes klaloy shabataras kayanu. They weren't scared of the 40, right? If you read the 49 curses in Vayikra, it's enough to, you know, scare you, right? Enough to shake you up a little bit. Kigam bahem yesh dai lahashib kol panim lirakin. What matters, 49 is not scary, only 98. V'oid yesh shadakdak, benosach halashon. Lama amar meya chasar shtayim. Why does Rashi say 100 minus 2? If it's 100 minus 2, it's not 100. It's 98. Kim chasu shtayim, ein kan meya. You don't have 100. Bahavale tzach, just like Rashi says 49, he doesn't say 50 minus 1. So say 98, don't say 100 minus 2. Okay. So Rav Olbam once pointed out an amazing Maramakam, look at number 14. The Kasnaisar. Who's the Kasnaisar? The Kasnaisar is the author of the Panim Meirais, Rav Meir Eisenstadt. Rav Meir Eisenstadt was the Rebbe of Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz. Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz was a Yasam growing up. He grew up in the home of the Kasnaisar. Listen to this. Says the Kasnaisar, Uladaiti, Zesoid Sheyesh Lakayim B'chol Yoim Mea Brachais. This is the secret. This is the reason why every day we're supposed to say 100 brachos, right? In the times of David HaMelech, his Talmidim were dying every day, and they made a takana that every day we have to say Mea Brachos. What's the union of Mea Brachos? Neged Mea Klalois Halalu Levatlam. To be Mevato, the 100 Klalois.
It was 98.
So Avi's asking, it's a nice drasha, but it's wrong. Because Rashi said there aren't 100 Klalois. There are 98 Klalois.
That's why it's 100.
What in the world? What's the Kasnaisar talking about? 100, right? It sounds 100, you know. Sounds good. But, right, Rashi and Pinchas says 98 klalos. Rashi here says 100 minus 2. So what's the Kasnaisar talking about? Another question. The Radvaz. Radvaz was one of the most prolific all-time writers. Radvaz was the Rebbe of the Arizal. He was the Rav in Cairo, Egypt for 40 years. He wrote more than 2,500 tshuvos. Radvaz wants to know, he's also the Rebbe of the Shita Mekubetzes. Radvaz wants to know, why is it that in Parshas B'chukaisai, you know, we end off on a happy note? Right? We end off, the Afgam Zois, the Eretz Oyeveim, Loi Ma'astim, everything will be good. We're very, you know, we end off with on a good note. Look through the whole Kisavai. You have not one word of Nechama. There's not one word of consolation in the entire Parshas Kisavai. What's up with that? Now, one word. Why don't we end off with Nechama? The Radvaz wants to know, in Shuva Tavshin Samach Tes, look at number 15. The Radvaz wants to know, Sha'alta mimeni lama le'nichtava Nechama beklalais shel v'haya kisavai ala aretz kamai beklalais shel im b'chukaisa. So the Radvaz wants to say, like this, Shuva, She'ela zu nishela b'sefer hazayah. You know who asked this question? What are you asking me? You don't know the Zohar. The Zohar asked the same question. Why does Parshas Kisavai not end off with any words of Nechama? V'tirutzai, v'tirutzai, he answers. Dahaksiv gam kolcholi v'cholmaka yalem Hashem. So we always teach, yalem, God will put it on you. Says the Zohar, yalem is lashon halama. God will hide it from you. All these klalois, God will hide from you. So the Radvaz says, okay, it's a nice drush, but that's not what the word means. Yale means alecha, not me alecha. Alecha means God's going to place it on you. Okay, so Radvaz answers. Listen to this. Look in the middle of the piece, very important. Ravaz answers, why is there no nechama? Why is there no consolation in Parshas Kisavai? Listen to this. Umashanirli letaretz. Ki ain't sarich nechama of Parshas Kisavai. We don't need words of consolation in Kisavai. You know why? Lefisha nechamasam betzidam. The consolation is right there in every single pasuk. She'ein pasuk u'pasuk shalai huskar boy shem havaya. There is no pasuk in Kisavai that God's name, not just any name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents Rachamim, there is no pasuk that God's name is not mentioned. Hamoira al harachamim, that shows, that demonstrates God's mercy. Lahaydiya shahamida hi birachamim, to show that with all these punishments and all the tragedy, it will be birachamim. Al derach u'machatz v'yad of terpena, in the manner of God smites, but His hand will hear. Ve'ein l'cha nechama gedoyla mizu. There is no greater consolation than the fact that God tells us that He will be there. It will be barachamim. Now, Rabbi say, does anybody know how many times Hashem's name is mentioned in Parshas Kisavai, in the Teichacha?
It's supposed to be 98.
No. Then you wouldn't need me. Okay.
Yeah.
26. Says the Baal HaTurim, it will be good. Says the Baal HaTurim. Says the Baal HaTurim. Look at number 16. Baal HaTurim tells us, by the way, the Rekeach also says the same thing. Chaf Vav Shemais B'Toichacha. God's name appears 26 times in the Toichacha. What's the significance of that? Hashem's name appears 26 times in Shemoneh Esrei. Why does God's name appear 26 times in Shemoneh Esrei? To protect from the 26 kolos of the Teichacha. Okay? Put that in your pocket and hold on to it. Hashem's name appears 26 times in the Teichacha. So that's the Nechama. The Nechama of the Teichacha is Hashem's name is threaded through and through the entire Teichacha. Back to the Kli Yakar. Listen to this. When Bnei Yisrael heard the 49 kolos of the Chukaisai, they weren't afraid. Why weren't they afraid? Because when Hashem said, if you don't keep the Torah, you're going to get this sickness, they said, no problem. We know that sickness. We'll go to the pharmacist. He'll give us antibiotic. Hashem said, it's not going to rain in your land. No problem. So I'll go buy food from Edom, from Amon. Every klala that God told the Jewish people what it's going to be, you know what the Jewish people said? Okay, that's what it is. We'll deal with it.
Bring it on.
When you know what something is, you know how to prepare yourself. So when they heard the 49 klalos in B'chukaisai, they were not scared. When they heard the 98 klalos in B'chukaisai, they weren't scared either. But there are two added klalos. In 98 in Kisavai, they weren't scared either. When they heard two added klalos in Kisavai that are not part of the 98, they were very scared. Which ones are those? Look in the beginning of your sheet. Gam kol choli b'chol maka ashaloi kasuv b'sefer ha-Torah hazois. God says, besides the 98, there are two more. You know what they are? I'm not telling. I'm not telling you what they are. Oy. When Klai Yisrael heard the 49, they weren't scared. When they heard the 98, they weren't scared. When they heard the 100 minus 2, meaning, says the Kli Yakar, when they heard about those two that are not part of the 98, the Chasar Shtayim, it doesn't mean 98. It means the two that are not part of the 98, they had no way to prepare themselves for it. That's what they were scared of. So in reality, how many klolos are in Parshas Kisavai?
100.
Now we understand the Kas Naisar. Kas Naisar says, Keneged, the 100 klolos of Kisavai, how many brachas do we make a day? You make mea brachas b'chol yom. They're not 98. They're 98 that we know about. And the ones we know about, we're protected from through the kifseh, the kvasim of chag, and we're protected through the sheva brachas and so forth. But in reality, there are two klolos in Parshas Kisavai we don't know what they are. And those were the two klolos that Klal Yisrael was most scared of. Look in the Kli Yakar. Look at number 17.
So what does the Kli Yakar say the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be Nista, the two klolos? I mean, he puts down 49 in B'chukosai, 98. What would be the spur? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to scare his own children by holding back on two klolos?
To scare us, right? Yer Shamayim. We should be afraid not to do Navera. Apparently the other 147 didn't do the job, right? Take a look in the Kli Yakar. Look at number 17. It appears that we could say Shabchal ha'olais ha'mefarashas b'taras kayanim u'beparashas kisavoy. All the klalos mentioned in Vayikra, in Devarim, b'chulam yeshmakim lish k'shei oyref lahasir yuras Hashem yinegeinav. A stubborn guy could cast off the yoke of Shemayim. He could say, you know what, you know, shalom aleich, nafshi, I'll figure that out. This sickness, omega 3. That thing, you know, the fish oil, I'll take care of everything, the antioxidants, whatever, the energy bars, I'm not afraid. Like the Dar Mabel said, yeah, Mabel, no problem, we'll build a boat. Right? Kalhu al pnei amayim will float on the water. Yesh lanu sfinos ktanos kalash yeshut al pnei amayim b'chein ba'alu seilu. Derech mashal, says the Kli Yakar. For example, k'siv hayu shamecha shal roshcha barzel. It says the heavens that will be on your head will be like iron. Mashma, dafka ma sha'al roshcha. Over Klal Yisrael, the rain won't fall. V'loi ma'al sha'al rosh sha'aru umayis, but not above the other nations, kisham yamatar. God is saying, only you won't have rain. All the other umayis will have rain. So what will Klal Yisrael say? Imkein yiksha arpoi loimar. A stubborn person could be stiff-necked. And I'll say, eilich vekna tuam, and sha'aru umayis. I'll go buy from the others. Ki yesh shever etzan, they have food. V'chein dever, v'cherev, a sword, I'll run away. Yomer imota anavshi, k'mashu kasav in mishlei. Sinim. Pachim baderach, ikesh, shemen afshe yichak mehem. Right? Bimkein b'chol ha'klolis lo hariku pneim. When the klaisel heard all the klois, they did not turn green. Ki amru yesh makam li notza mehem ha'idei tachbu anushas. Amnam! But what if you scare a guy and sing, right? By the way, the best thing, you know, you tell your kids, don't do this! Never say what the consequences are going to be. Never say what the consequences were. You're a teacher, yeah. Right? Never say, if you misbehave, I can go to the principal. I was there the last 500 days. I'm not scared. Never say, if you do this, you're going to face the consequences. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing to say. Why? Ooh, the consequences. We don't know what the consequences are, right? And you don't either know what the consequences are. You even haven't thought of it.
You say the word consequences over and over again, and they get used to that too.
You gotta think of different ways. But never say what the consequences are. I'm not. In Tegazim La'adam Lassus La'ezer Davar. If someone exaggerates, so to speak, to tell somebody something, v'lo tefarish anshay, without explaining what the punishment is, im kain eno yachal hishamar mimcha, ki lo yadam ima yanizar, b'nei ba'oysim klo shal aris mayav, v'adai meyahim. How many clothes? Some parshas kisavah, there are 100. Kibala medrash manam. If you look in the medrash counts them, the medrash gets 100. Umanamea. Ach shenichlulu bahem, shnayim shaloi purash mahusa mahu. What are they? Says the Kli Yakar, I'll tell you what they are. Kol choli, v'chol maka, ashaloi kosu v'sefer ha'tarazah. Right? V'umashikosu gam kol choli, v'chol maka, ashaloi kosu v'sefer ha'tarazah. Uvli safek. The author of the Medrash that counted 98, he's not counting the big ones among the 98. A total of 100. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael heard 49, nothing. When they heard 98, nothing. When they heard the two that they don't know what they were, that's when they were scared. How many klalos are there in total? 100. The Kasnaisar says, what protects us from the 100 kolos? Mea brachas v'chol yom. Says the Chida.
There's 147 kolos.
Again, we're not dealing with chukaisai, right? You like to... I don't know about the chukaisai. Don't push it, you know?
There's the chamas I want.
It's there already. The chamas are written there.
Right, there you have nechama. Yeah.
There's the chamas I want.
Listen to what the Chida writes. Chida writes in his commentary, I'm in achais. Isn't it amazing how it comes out that out of the 100 brachos, you have two that are d'oraisa, and 98 that are d'rabbana. Which two are d'oraisa? Birchas Hamazon, the first bracha, and Birchas HaTorah. So the two brachas that are d'oraisa, the two super brachos, they protect you from what? They protect you from the two klalos that we don't know what they are. Right? Right? The 99 and 100. The 98 brachas midrabbanan, they protect you from the 98 klalos that we do know what they are. Says the Chida. Look at number 18, the Pesach Einayim, and his commentary on Menachos. V'naktim, first he brings in, he quotes very often from the Panim Eirois. V'naktim asher kasav ha'gayin harap Panim Eirois, that's a Kasnesar. B'sifrei ha'nechmad Kasnesar al ha'tarah. De b'toychachos kisavai, you have, yesh, tzadik ches, Taichachas, you have 98 curses. Be'oid shtayim, and you have another two. Haramuzos, mashamar akasav, gam kol choyli v'chomaka. V'hava zibur of akraba. These are the real stingers, right? V'hava mea. Fine. V'kuf brachos mevatlim ha'kuf taichachas. Comes a chida, he says like this. We don't know what they are. We don't know what they are. We don't know what they are. If we knew what they were, then
they know that those two brought from the rice that protect us against.
It wouldn't be affected.
That's what the customs are saying. The 100 brachas b'chol yom protect us from the 100 klalos, but the two superpowers, they protect us from the diraisa. He says, "Vinei birchas hamazon midiraisa, right? Umidiraisa b'chada brachas sagi." Benching is dairaisa. Midairaisa, all you need is one bracha. Gam ika mirabasa kamai de sabri de birchas hatayra hi min hatayra. There are many rishonim who hold birchas hatayra is also midairaisa. By the way, the Mishnah Brura paskins, like the Shagas Aryeh, that birchas hatayra is dairaisa, which means if a person is mesupik, if he made birchas hatayra, has to make it again. Has to make it again. By the way, once we're on the topic of birchas hatayra, you know, the question is, before Slichais, do you have to say Brichas HaTorah before Slichais? Because, you know, you're saying Psukim of Torah, but you're not saying them, you're not learning, you're just saying them Derech Tachnunim, right? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that you should say Brichas HaTorah even though you're only saying it Derech Tachnunim. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that V'yesh Oimrim, that you don't have to say Brichas HaTorah. And I forget how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, which svara is ikar, but Rama concludes that the minhag is that we do not say psukim, even derech tachnunim, before Brechas HaTorah. Which means, for Ashkenazim, one should make sure to say Brechas HaTorah before slichos. And even though you look in the Siddur, you look in the right, it says Moida Ani Ufanecha, but Moida Ani is not or not Psukim. You could say Moida Ani before Brachas HaTorah. But when it says, you know, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem Seichel Toiv V'Chol Oseihem, you know what I'm talking about? That they taught you to say in Cheder, it's not correct. You're not supposed to say Psukim, at least for Ashkenazim, before Brachas HaTorah. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, you know, I was so used to saying it, someone pointed out to me, you know, Halacha is, Mishnah Berurah brings down, that we don't say Psukim before Brachas HaTorah. Okay. In any event, what protects us from the 100 klalos mea brachos b'chol yom? In other words, reminding ourselves of Hashem. By constantly thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is what protects us from the klalos. Now we understand a little bit better what the Radvaz told us. Why is there no nechama in Parshas Kisavai? What did the Radvaz say? Because every pasuk in Kisavai has the name of Hashem. What does that have to do with anything? Because the more we have in our minds, the Shem Hashem, the more we're cognizant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is what protects us from the curses of Parshas Kisavai. Reb Chaim Friedlander writes very clearly, look at number 19.
But you celebrate 26.
26. In other words, well, we're going to get to that. We'll get to that. Okay? We'll get to that. Reb Chaim Friedlander points out, Ad kama Hashem Yisbarach Zeicher Oisano. Right? We want to know, how much is Hashem thinking about us? How much is Hashem contemplating us? How much are we on the mind of Hashem? So he writes, Ad kama Hashem Yisbarach Zeicher Oisano. How much does Hashem think about us? Zeh taloi ad kama sha'anu Zeicher Mes Hashem Yisbarach. That depends on how much we think about Hashem. Kisha'anu oimrim chas v'shalom ein alekim b'kirbi. When we say God is not with us, we're not cognizant of Hashem. So then Hashem says, okay, you don't want to think about me. I'm not going to think about you either. Him came, Hashem Yisbarach Master as Panav. Hashem Yisbarach Kilo Mesiach as Daitai Meitanu. Ba'oisoi Shir Sha'anachnu Mesichim as Datenu Mimenu. With the same amount that we forget about Hashem, that is as much as Hashem forgets about us, so to speak. Hein B'yachid, Hein B'rabim. The more we think about Hashem, the more Hashem is on our mind, the more the Ribbono Shel Olam remembers us. That's the limud of the Teichacha. The Teichacha, there's no nechama on the Teichacha. You have 98 klalos, you have two klalos that we don't know what they are, but the Radvaz says there's no nechama. Why is there no nechama? You don't need a nechama. You think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, if the Hashem is on your mind, you're cognizant of Hashem, you're protected. You don't need the klalos. And when the klalos come, the purpose of the klalos are to get you to remember Hashem. It's not a matter of, you know, feeling good and feeling bad. It's as much as we remember Hashem, that is as much as Hashem remembers us. Rabbi say, back to Hashem's name. God's name appears how many times in the Teichelka?
26.
Does anybody know how many words are there in the Teichelka?
26.
There are 676 words in the Teichelka from beginning to end.
676
words. Kaminyan, Ra'is. Ra'is. Reish. 676. 676. Kaminyan, Ra'is. Reish is 200. Ayin is 70. Fav is 6. Tav is 400. 676. Rabbosai. Rabbis, Ra'is, Tzaddik. Many evils befall the Tzaddik. Ra'is, that's the number of words in the Teichacha. Umikulam, Yatzilenu Hashem. From all the 676 words of the Teichacha, God will save us. How many times does Hashem's name appear in the Teichacha? 26. 26 times the gematria of Hashem's name, 26, is 676. The words of the Teichacha. So Rav Meir Miparmishlan says like this.
Wow.
Listen to me, look at number 21. Kol parshas ha-toichecha mechila sheish meyos v'shivim v'sheish mila. There's 676 words in the toichecha. Kaminyin, ra'is. Like the numerical value of ra'is. Kamoike nemar Hashem, shem havaya, v'parshazu, esrim v'sheish pam. It also mentions God's name 26 times. That if you add up the 26 names of Hashem, right? Hashem's name is numerical value 26. 26 names of Hashem is 676. It corresponds to each other, right? The same way the Kasnasar says, what protects us from the 100 kalois? Maya brachos b'chol yayim, constantly being cognizant of the name of Hashem. What protects us from the 676 words of the Teichacha? The name of Hashem, the Shem Hashem. Says Rav Meir, Mipar Mishlan, listen, thank you. He says like this, Kol zeh merumaz eifa b'pasek hamuva b'medrash. Now we understand the medrash on this week's parsha. Rabbis, rois, tzaddik, umikulam, yatzilenu Hashem. Rabbis, rois, tzaddik, harbe klois. There are a lot of klois out there. How many? Kaminyan, hamila, rois. The numerical value of rois. Nemra v'parshasu. Ach, umikulam. Umikulam yatzilenu Hashem. Hashem saves us from all them, which means Hashem havaya. Hamuska v'parshasu. The name of Hashem that's mentioned in this parsha, gamhu, b'minyan sheishmeos shivim v'shesh. So it's an incredible remez. Rabbis rois tzaddik. There's 676 words in the Teichacha. Umikulam yatzilenu Hashem. The limud is, especially in the days approaching Rosh Hashanah, we have to try to increase our awareness of the Ribbono Shel'olam by making our brachos b'kavana and being aware of the Yad Hashem in the world. And this is the ultimate protection for the Teichacha. We'll add one more thing. Not on the sheet. That is very interesting. If you add up the psukim of the Teichacha in the Chukaisai, in Kisavai, in Nitzavim, you have psukim of Peronius, and in Hazinu, you have 143 psukim. Exactly. 143. It's brought down the Sefer Taidah. You add up the psukim, the Chukaisai, from the Teichacha, Kisavai, Nitzavim, Hazinu, you have 143 psukim. Add up all the psukim in, or remember we spoke this out in Shul. Add up all the psukim in the Shiva Dinachemta, in the seven haftaras of consolation, right? You add up all the psukim of the seven. What? 144. One more, one extra. You add up all the psukim of consolation, right? All from beginning. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ani Yasayara. Avatam Ratzina Zavani Hashem, Anoichi Anoichi Menachem, you add up all the psukim. Add up all the psukim. 144 psukim. So with all the Teichacha that the Baruch Hashem is giving us, but there's always an extra measure of Nechama, we should be Zoicha, that the Nachamu Nachamu that started 6 weeks ago, it goes into Rosh Hashanah, right? It's very interesting. You would think, okay, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so let Hashem console us. Apparently Hashem understands that in order for us to do tshuva, he needs to keep on consoling us up until the Yimei HaTshuva, and that will give us the added boost.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.